Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So here's your factoid of the day. Write this one down. A quiz later in the show. One in 22 adults, so defined as people over the age of 18 in the city of Philadelphia. Oh, man, is it safe to go out? Are on probation or parole. Now, if you're in the era thinking how lax laws have become, judges, Larry Krasner, George, it's like George Soros is the DA of Philadelphia. So if you think things are lax, one in 22 right now are on probation or parole that are adults in the city of Philadelphia. So that means not including people that are in jail of one sort or another somewhere. That means that people that are out on probation or parole, one out of 22. I mention that because Meek Mill is now the linchpin, the bank shot toward, you know, we have too many people on probation or parole. Well, keep them in prison. No. We have too many people caught up in the justice system. Well, what about all this crime, this violence and all the rest? And Meek Mill, I have the timeline of all the stuff that's going on with this guy. It seems endless to me. Some of these charges, some of these convictions, some of these incidents were related to illegal possession of weapons. Now, that right there, that's all we need to know. Okay? Now, as you know, basketball is my sport. That's what I played. It's a little bit of the height, you know, that type of thing. I never was much... We certainly didn't have football in South Philly in any organized way until high school. Baseball, played, but no, it was basketball. So seeing the Sixers and where they're going this year is beyond exciting. And then seeing Meek Mill come out last night to ring the bell. This is the big deal in Philadelphia. And the celebrity sniffers... Usually I say jock sniffers if they're athletes. I don't know. We need a new phrase for celebrity sniffers. I like the jock sniffers, you know, the jock strap. I don't know if the big-time players still wear it because they wear one of the things. Bill, you may want to jump in. I see what Redick is wearing. I might be able to wear something like this, but I'm not wearing pantyhose playing basketball. I don't care the sweat and what that must do. It's ridiculous. One guy started it, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't.
Or an agreement on that.
Let's
the black leotard.
Yeah. Oh, like the it's like an Under Armour. Yeah. I've heard those are actually like, because every quote unquote new technology.
Wait a minute.
You have like the Under Armours and the with the old, everything always starts with the phrase it whisks the sweat away.
All right. Well, yeah. You know what? It's
That's
bunching.
What I
think it's bunching
now.
Up in there. Maybe it's more protective. I never was a fan of the jock strap, by the way, too. It's an unbelievable invention. All right, so you have that going on. And Meek Mill there last night. Now, cops were sending me text and information to cops that I rely on. They, of course, were outraged, and they were making points like apparently Villanova was supposed to ring the bell last night. And what's up with Jay Wright tweeting out, hanging with Meek Mill? And on the sidelines were a bunch, you talk about quintessential white guys. I mean, Governor Wolf, could there be, is he an all-time quintessential white guy? The type of guy hanging there with Meek Mill. And people are asking, well, you know, come on, why would they do that? What about upstate Pennsylvania? All those racists out there in Pennsylvania. Well, you know, the people that are already opposed in places like that to guys like Mr. Rogers... Governor Wolf, he needs to reaffirm the base. And you have to go, as Jim Kenney did, as Robert Kraft did, as hundreds of celebrities over the last X number of years, and kiss the ring of Meek Mill. It's required. Then you have to say, Meek Mill is the face of injustice in America. Now, you know, and I know, if you're fair, that if you don't have as many resources, unless you happen to be in Larry Krasner's watch here in Philadelphia, then you can do anything. You are going to have a tough time in the criminal justice system. So it's not just people like Meek Mill. It's people like the Kennedys. It's people like any number of people over the years since Chappaquiddick's in the news that get away with stuff for a lot of reasons. So it's not just Meek Mill. And then there's a great column in today's paper talking about Meek Mill and how this will add to his career. Street cred. Being locked up, being shot at, having a gun, doing all those types of things. And he'll be one of the premier acts in Philadelphia. You know, so I've always made the point with somebody like Jay-Z and others who do a lot of songs, or at least have done a lot of songs involving guns and stuff connected with guns. Liberals just can't get it right. If you're an NRA member, bad. If you're caught up in these gun charges, like Meek Mill, you're misunderstood. And then there's Kanye West under fire. Why? What did he do? Was he involved in all this nonsense? No, he wasn't. Kanye West spoke out, thought police, all that stuff we've talked about the last couple of days. He's the bad guy. So if he were announced last night in Philadelphia, he would not nearly have gotten the cheers at Meek Mill. I mean, Philadelphia was just falling all over. The Sixers win, they end a series, and Meek Mill is here. Now, this will take away the tagline of people yelling out, free Meek Mill, I guess. I don't know who'll be the next celebrity. I have Maureen Faulkner on the show today. You may remember her. How many years is it? Let's do the math. 33, coming up on the 33rd anniversary of Mumia Abu-Jamal killing Daniel Faulkner. Mumia has another status hearing on Monday, and there are fears with guys like Larry Krasner that anything is possible at any time. All right, so phone lines to get in, 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Here's the angle maybe you haven't heard, though, with Meek Mill. I look and I see a headline today that says it all, that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court says they are issuing extraordinary relief. The high court's order ended Meek Mill's five-month stay in prison. Now you're thinking, so, come on, Dom, what is that about? Well, this is about what I've been telling you. We see it in the so-called gerrymandering case. Now they're working on your tax money toward Philadelphia public schools. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, controlled by Democrats, is completely out of control. They're beyond legislating from the bench. They took over for this judge, who's an African-American female with Meek Mill, and said, no, we're the Democrats on the Supreme Court. We're saying Meek Mill gets out. And by the way, send a helicopter for him. Let him ring the bell. What have Republicans done about this? Well, we're going to talk to the Republican representative in about 15, 20 minutes, Chris Dush, who has the movement to impeach these judges. Guess who's stopping it? Republicans that are afraid, scared to death in Harrisburg. So you'll hear all the stories, you'll see all the celebrities, you'll see all that angle with Meek Mill. You'll see the race angle played. You'll hear that statistic. We have too many people on probation or parole in Philadelphia. One out of 22 adults. What does that stat tell us? Maybe it tells us the level of crime that's going on. And I guess the biggest resentment I have is Meek Mill should not be the face of this. Meek Mill is not going to devote his life to using his platform to tell us about people wronged by the system. And I share with Rand Paul there are situations, for example, I think conservatives, libertarians can come together, and when you see some of these outrageous seizures of resources in places like Philadelphia, because the government wants the money. Remember the number of cases we've talked about. I don't hear Kenny and the others going wild on that. You know why? The state gets the money, the DA's office and the like. They don't seem to be too concerned about that. What they're concerned about, though, Krasner, Kenny, the sycophants there last night, is making you believe that everything is racist. And thank God Meek Mill came along, because he's the face of this.
Is he? Or is this a guy, when you look at the timeline, that repeatedly thought he would just do what he wanted and he ran into the wrong judge? So what do the people do on the Meek Mill side? They start the conspiracy trail. All the cops are dirty. All the judges are dirty. This judge wanted her relatives to be in one of his videos. When that didn't happen, she started to harass him. On and on and on it goes. So when Philadelphia talks about, if they ever do, victims of crime, they don't seem to matter. It just doesn't matter. At the heart of this, it's the state Supreme Court, too. And who's responsible for that? A bunch of weak, cowardly Republicans. What would Democrats do if they had a runaway Supreme Court in their state? They'd be itching at the chance to be screaming impeachment and take them on. To their credit, Republicans, they held a caucus meeting. We're going to find out about that. I think it was on Monday, maybe this Monday or last Monday, dithering about whether to bring in, to subpoena, at least one of these guys who ran on all this stuff on the state Supreme Court. So don't be surprised when sometime over the summer or into the fall, you see headlines, Pennsylvania State Supreme Court says Philadelphia is not getting enough money. You in the suburbs have to pay a lot more for the education systems in Philadelphia and Chester and Norristown and Pittsburgh and the like. That's what they're going to do. And what are these Republicans going to do? They're going to hang a shingle out in the suburbs saying, I have an R in front of my name. Vote for me, not the Democrat. All right, let's go to Ben in Camden to start off here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ben, good morning.
Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Good.
All right. So my thing is that, you know, I was taught at a young age, you know, my dad always told me, he said, do what's right, and you don't ever have to worry about wrong hurting you. And so when I look at Philadelphia politics, when I look at, you know, I'm a businessman, even when I look at, I try not to do business in Philadelphia just because it's so political,
mm-hmm.
you know. And, you know, Meek Mill has a chance right now to be the face of it. Will he rise to the occasion and be able to do it? That remains to be seen. But my problem with the whole situation is that at the crust of it, there is, you know, allegedly bad cops that the DA's office withheld from, you know, defense attorneys that let him go.
That's not what did it. The state Supreme Court just made up its mind. They don't want to hear it. They're going to do whatever they want. That's what did it, because this had been out there for a while. And were there bad cops in every one of these umpteen incidents, particularly the parole violations?
Well, it just remains to be seen. But I said all that to say this, is that, you know, I remember back when Seth Williams, you know, was put in the office and everything. Republicans were so, you know, he's going to go after these dirty Democrats and this, that, and everything. And he did that because, you know, he wanted to look good to Republicans and everything. And then he turned out to be just as dirty as the people that he was chasing.
I don't know that, Ben, that Seth Williams was chasing dirty Democrats. Neither did Lynn Abraham. They don't do that in Philadelphia. It takes the feds to do anything. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. So, again, I point the finger at the state Supreme Court, but they're Democrats doing what Democrats are going to do here. The Sixers, yeah, it is ridiculous. Would other teams do something like this? I don't think the Phillies would. They haven't had a history of doing anything like that. In other words, taking a guy right from jail. Now, the Eagles do with Michael Vick. I thought it was too soon. I think Michael Vick is a redeemed man, though. I think anytime I hear him, he makes good sense. And when I interviewed him, I thought that. But it was so soon after what he did. But pro teams don't care. They're playing to their base. And the Sixers are figuring they're golden with this. And they probably are. I don't know that the Sixers audience is going to have any backlash. They were thrilled. This was like Hollywood, a coming out party for Meek Mill last night. So I don't think they suffer by doing
it. Dom Giordano, we weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.